Welcome back. My next guest is Corey Solomon, Executive Director of Apple Farm Arts and Music Center. We think of Apple Farm for that giant music festival that you guys do every year, which has been going on for as long as I can remember, Corey. But I'd like to share some other details with the BenFM audience, if that's okay, because Apple Farm works 365 days out of the year, just like we do.
That's right.
And you are Executive Director, so you must know everything that's going on.
Well, I try to.
How long have you been there?
I've been working at Apple Farm for 9 years, and I was executive director for the past 2 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's been wonderful.
It's like a very peaceful place to work, but it's still a job. You're a nonprofit. You have to raise money. You have
right.
to stay, you know, current. So over the years, what's been your experience? How has it grown? Tell us everything.
Great. Well, I came to Apple Farm through our summer camp program. And so I fell in love with camp many years ago as a child, and then worked through college at camp. And so I was a teacher actually in Charleston, South Carolina, where I'm from. And I really wanted to find a place that combined everything that's great about working with children and not necessarily in a public educational setting. I felt like we weren't really reaching kids. And so camp to me is the place where we get to work with the whole child and, you know, doing all of that social emotional growth. And so
plus there's a great focus on arts and music.
Well, which has always been a passion of mine. And so I found Apple Farm. I've been working as a co-camp director and, you know, doing really one of Apple Farm's, it's our flagship program. It's what we started out. Our founders, Albert and Claire Apple, were musicians. They had 5 children, and they turned their farm into a summer camp. And really with this mission of empowering children to be these rabble-rousers who love the arts and know that it's what makes our world a better place. And you can do anything if you know who you are and you feel good about that and you can express yourself. And so I would say that's really what Apple Farm embodies and what we're really focusing on now. And so over the past few years, we've had a lot of transition, a lot of big changes. And so I think, you know, it's been out there that we put an end to our concert series and we took a little hiatus from the festival to try to regroup and, you know, really reflect on what's our core mission, what were we doing best. And we realized that it is about bringing these diverse communities together of children and really people of all ages and really fostering creativity and strength and empowering these kids to just be their best selves and love them for it.
So there's great resources, classes.
There's classes. So during the year, we've partnered with schools a lot more now. So we're running these different curricular partnerships in schools, these arts programs. We're bringing professional artists into the schools so that way we can make sure kids get art, which they need more and more of. And we know the schools are cutting.
The budgets are being slashed, and it's really sad.
Yeah, it is.
I was a music major, so.
Right, so you know.
I get it.
It's hard. It's hard to find music teaching jobs because they just keep cutting them back. It's really tough. So we do a whole bunch of stuff on-site and off-site. And so on-site, we've started these new Girl Scout programs to try to reach, you know, those girls in this region of South Jersey. And they get to come and spend the weekend at Apple Farm. We're not roughing it here at Arts Camp. And so they're loving it. And they're earning their arts badges.
Glamping.
It's glamping for sure. And we brought that to the festival this year. So we're letting people stay overnight. And
love it. Let's talk about the festival June 4th at Apple Farm in Elmer, New Jersey. It's the Apple Farm Music and Wine Festival, celebrating 6 unique wine trails spanning New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland. They call that, by the way, the Vintage Atlantic Wine Region. I'm starting to become very familiar because I hosted a lot of wine events last year.
Oh, great.
In New Jersey. I would be at Apple Farm Music and Wine Festival were I not moving on that day. I'm really actually very bummed out. I'm trying to, if I can get things wrapped up quickly, I'll try to jump over. 457 Shirley Road, Elmer, New Jersey is where Apple Farm is. There's directions on our website, 957benfm.com. I'm sure there's directions on your website.
Yes.
Corey, right? Applefarm.org. Corey Solomon is here, executive director. We want to know all the details, including glamping. You can stay overnight at the festival this year.
That's right. We thought it would be exciting. I feel like I've gone to these wine festivals and it's a great time, but you have to need a nap after. You have to drive home, right? So we thought one thing that makes us really unique are our great facilities that, we have people spending the night all year long, and why not at the wine festival? And so
it's a wine festival slash pajama party.
Yeah, it's great.
I love this.
And so even better, after the event, we have a dessert, like s'more wine pairing. And so we're making s'mores. We've got a campfire. We've got a private concert with Joe DeVita. He's on the steel drums. He's amazing. And then you get to spend the night and wake up, and we have breakfast the next morning.
I'm feeling very kumbaya, my friend.
Right?
I like campfire songs.
It's going to be great.
There's so much for kids to do at the event. I mean, we're talking about wine sampling, which is great. How many vineyards on tap?
There's 16.
So you'll really get the flavor of this vintage Atlantic wine region.
That's right.
Which is fantastic. There will be live music all day. You want to shout out to some of the performers?
Yeah, so we've got some great talent. I think that's something when we re-envisioned this festival to try to bring it back to our roots of this Delaware Valley region. And so we're trying to highlight artists that are right here in our backyard. So we've got Ginger Coyle, who's amazing. They're all amazing, I'll just say that. We've got No Good Sister coming. They're a trio.
Love them.
They're wonderful. We have Steppin' Razor. It's like a reggae rock band. They seem really great. And Nancy Machula, she's also great. And then Joe DeVita will be performing during the
day. We really hope you're having a great Memorial Day weekend. But listen, next weekend, this is where the party is. Elmer, New Jersey. Who knew? Apple Farm is going to rock your world with the fabulous Apple Farm Music and Wine Festival. And again, you've got the musical talent. You have all the vineyards. But you're welcome to bring the kids because there's a giant kid zone.
That's right. It wouldn't be something that we could do if their kids weren't involved. That's really at the heart of what we're doing. And so there's a great kid zone, with the blow up stuff and slides. And then the other piece besides sleeping over that I think makes our wine festival really unique is that we're going to have a whole arts tent where we have professional artists teaching you how to make these different wine inspired crafts. And so there's some great kids crafts involved in that as well. And so, we wanted to infuse the arts into every aspect of this, not just musical talent or wine talent, but things that the kids could really be inspired to dive into art while they're there.
Going to be really special.
Yeah, I think
how many people can you accommodate?
Well, back in the heyday of our festival, I would say, we had upwards of 10,000 people at Apple Farm. And so I don't think there's a huge limit. We've got 115 acres of grassy farmlands. And so everyone is welcome.
Plenty of room. Yeah. Just pack the bug spray and the sunscreen and you are
golden. Right.
And of course, all of the details are at applefarm.org. My guest is Corey Solomon. Absolutely lovely person, executive director. You've got the Bachelor of Arts. You've taught. So you bring such a wealth and breadth of knowledge into Apple Farm, but you're keeping the vibe, which is, so cool. And a new mom.
A new mom, yes.
Relatively new, right?
She's 8 months old, Cecilia. She's a light of my life. And so I'm just beaming with joy all the time. I'm exhausted, but
you're happy.
But I'm happy.
Right.
It's wonderful.
That's what I always say to people. Once you become a parent, you're exhausted, but you're really, really happy.
Right.
Well, I think you've given us a lot of food for thought. And speaking of food, who's feeding us at Apple Festival next weekend?
So we've got, there's so many. I probably will never remember all of them off the top of my head.
Is it mainly food trucks?
Tons of food trucks. Carolina Blue will be there. Actually, we have a whole culinary grove of different culinary artists and local businesses that their whole talent is crafting this beautiful food for you. And so there's that. And there's the whole area with all of our food trucks. And so there will be lots to eat there.
Not to mention you're in the Garden State. Where do we stop on the way home from the shore?
That's
for our
right.
Corn, our tomatoes. Our fruits and veggies. Jersey!
That's right. Ice cream or we've got lots of vegetarian friendly stuff and organic things and a whole bunch of people.
They're all listed on the website.
They are.
So I'm sure, we've got
baby brain kicking in.
The food trucks are incredible. I go to a lot of food truck festivals and they're on point. Saturday, June 4th, it is Apple Farm Music and Wine Festival. Something for everyone. Discover your arts tent. Food from local culinary artists. The music is going to blow your socks off. And all those fabulous wineries from the Vintage Atlantic Wine wine region and the vintners themselves. These people are in the dirt. They're growing the grapes, bottling up this wine for us right here in our backyard.
They are. And that's something I forgot to mention, but we are having our VIP tent is not only this great tent right outside of the stage. And so it's shade. It's going to be, you know, there's lots of chairs and refreshments, but it's also a place where you can meet the winemakers. So these wineries are bringing the people who actually make the wine, where you can taste their specialty vintages, but you can taste the wine and then they also tell you how they made it in each of their things. So that should be really
and
cool.
And what to pair with what, you know, I mean, it becomes an in-depth conversation and you learn a lot. By the way, New Jersey, the seventh largest producer of wines.
Right.
New Jersey is giving Napa Valley a run for its money right now. And it's right here, folks. So head on over to Elmer, New Jersey for the annual Apple Farm Music and Wine Festival. It's on. And certainly all the great programs that Corey shared with us earlier. What year is this for Apple Farm?
Well, we've been around for 56 years. And so this is our 28th festival.
Wow.
Yeah.
So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
We'll
it's wonderful.
What are you going to do special for 30?
Right. I don't know. We have to start planning that now.
Well, this is going to be fantastic. And it's just a week away, folks. It is this coming Saturday, June 4th. So head on over and sleep over. That might be my favorite part of the whole thing. Corey, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. This is great.